Nolte, Trump, CBS should lose their license after 60 Minutes broadcast. By John Nolte on April 14, 2025. President Trump called on the FCC to punish far-left CBS News over Sunday's 60 Minutes episode. While the president did not specify his complaint, he wrote that 60 Minutes did not one, but two major stories on Trump, one having to do with Ukraine, which I say is a war that would never have happened if the 2020 election had not been rigged, in other words, if I were president. The other story was having to do with Greenland, casting our country, as led by me, falsely, inaccurately, and fraudulently, he added on his Truth Social account. As a remedy, Trump suggested that CBS should lose their license. Hopefully, the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, as headed by its highly respected chairman, Brendan Carr, will impose the maximum fines and punishment, which is substantial, for their unlawful and illegal behavior. CBS is out of control, he added, at levels never seen before, and they should pay a big price for this. Trump is currently suing the disgraced 60 Minutes for $20 billion for the network interfering in the 2024 presidential election. To aid and abet Trump's rival, Kamala Harris, 60 Minutes got caught removing her real and really stupid answer to a question about Israel with a more concise quote. CBS was eager to get the suit dismissed, but as of now it is going to either trial or arbitration. On Sunday, 60 Minutes broadcast an interview with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky where he's laughably asked by Scott Pelley why he believes Russian narratives are prevailing in the U.S. This is precisely why no one trusts the regime media anymore. If you want to see peace in Ukraine, you can only be a Russian stooge. Joseph McCarthy would have loved Scott Pelley. Zelensky took full advantage of the softball to shame Trump for not visiting Ukraine, as though it would change his mind about funding another forever war Ukraine cannot win. The far-left 60 Minutes then moved over to Greenland where citizens criticized Trump for wanting to turn it into a U.S. territory. As a free speech extremist, I think CBS should be allowed to broadcast all the lies and bias it wants. However, why should CBS enjoy the exclusive privilege of enjoying the public airwaves at no cost? Why should CBS be allowed to produce one-sided propaganda that violates what over half the country believes in and have it distributed across the public airwaves for free? Why does CBS get free airwave access? CBS is not providing a public service. Instead, CBS is looking to deceive the public with its bias and lies. That should be allowed in a free country, but not on the public airwaves. Of course, CBS should lose its broadcast license. After this, they all should. Black newborns much more likely to die if dox white hoax. Elon Musk Nazi salute hoax. Mass hysterectomies performed on immigrants hoax. The all-white Trump party hoax. Springfield bomb threat hoax. Trump called for Liz Cheney to be executed hoax. Violent crime down under Biden/Harris hoax. Arlington Cemetery hoax. Kamala was never America's border czar hoax. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of native children in Canada hoax. Trump killed Japanese koi fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. Bloodbath hoax. Biden sharp as attack hoax. Iowa poll hoax. This idea that CBS is entitled to use our airwaves to lie and deceive is absurd. They can move their lies, bigotry, hate, and deceptions to cable TV like CNN. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.